The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops is negotiating with the Vatican on revisions to its charter for handling sexually abusive priests. Rome has rejected certain elements of the charter, saying they conflict with canon law. One of the Vatican's main fears is that the charter would give too much power to lay boards. NPR's Duncan Moon has more.
Under the charter, each diocese in the United States would have a board made up of lay Catholics to investigate and advise the bishops on sexual abuse cases. The idea was for these boards to offer bishops unvarnished recommendations of what they should do to resolve the crisis, and to serve as a fail-safe in preventing further mishandling of individual cases. But Scott Appleby, a professor of history at the University of Notre Dame, says the Vatican is worried that these boards could exceed their mandate.
There's a concern that lay boards violate canon law by placing church affairs under the laity and by giving laity the power to rule on whether a priest ought to be removed from ministry or not. That is traditionally the prerogative of the Pope and the bishops.
But Appleby says there is a distinction between governing, which is the sole prerogative of the bishops, and administering, which is not. He says arguably administration is better handled by the laity, a belief supported by many lay leaders around the country, including Jim Muller.
Catholicism is in desperate need of effective lay boards.
Muller is a physician and founder of Voice of the Faithful, a newly established national lay group pushing for greater role for laity in the church. He says laity makes up 99% of the church body, and excluding them from taking a more active part in solving the sexual abuse crisis makes no sense.
The laity have a lot of experience in the secular realm that could be very, very useful to the church. They have a lot more experience with finance, more experience with marriage. They have experience with the legal system, with medicine. If there had been good medical advice going to the hierarchy, some of these pedophiles would not have been reassigned.
Some lay groups and victims' advocates say the problem with lay boards is not that they have too much power, but just the opposite. Claire Noonan of Chicago-based Call to Action says that's because these boards are appointed by the bishops.
It's not going to help just to have laity involved if all the lay people appointed to the board are the bishops' yes men. You've got to have people who have a measure of independence and who also have competence in the area of investigation.
And it is just that independence and competence that lay groups believe have been lacking in the past. Dr. Tom Sims is a clinical psychologist specializing in adolescent cases. He was a member of a commission set up by the Diocese of Santa Fe in the early 90s. Sims says one of their recommendations was to set up a lay review board, and he says it was clear to him that it was vital that the board represent all parties.
One of the ways that we tried to deal with that was to make sure that there were people from what I'll call the victim community on the board, either people who had been victimized or family members who had been involved in the victimization. I think if you ensure that part of your membership on the lay board includes people from that aspect of the community, it's much more of a guarantee that you're going to have a more independent board.
Notre Dame's Scott Appleby says the Catholic hierarchy historically is wary of outside influences, but needs to begin to look at Catholic laity as an ally.
Lay Catholics, who will be making up the majority of these boards, diocesan boards, as well as the national boards, are not outsiders. They are members of the church and of the people of God, as Vatican II put it, and so it's not as if the church would be turning over some of its internal affairs to foreigners, outsiders, or people who are inherently hostile to the church.
Many church observers believe in the long term the Vatican may have little choice. As many as 27% of the parishes in the country do not have their own priests, and that number is expected to grow. Ultimately, they say, the Roman Catholic Church in America will have to learn to depend more on the laity to make up the difference. Duncan Moon, NPR News, Washington.